name is Mary and with me is Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Mary.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. So we're bringing to you this topic about addictions in the boys' locker room. The news that was spreading across so vastly about the dangerous thing that had happened. However, we will continue with that and help you understand what exactly is the aspect of a character and a holiness, and why is it so important, and how important it is for us to be open enough to share such type of things that people who are battling with these kind of things, especially the teenagers who are very hesitant to talk such type of things, rather they consider it to be a secret thing, and then they do it in a secret manner, and they will know what exactly it is, what it is it right or is it wrong. So we'll dig deep a little bit and we will share with you some of the points. In case if you have any other points, any other aspects that you would like to add up to our talk, you can please write us to info@rebaonline.org, or also you can WhatsApp or call us to 916364252164. Hannah?
Yes, Mary.
We spoke a lot of things about the issue that took place, how children can cope up with such type of things, and how parents, what is the role of parents during that, during such type of situations. So what do you think is the aspect of a character? How character is important than any other things? Like, character is important than our comfort, it says. So how is it? One has to show a lot of important and interest in building up a good character, a holy character, a pure character.
When I was a child, I heard this story shared by my mother. A little boy robbed a rubber in the classroom and went to his parents and gave it to him and said, "See, mummy, I got this scissor or rubber from my classmate." So the mother asked, "Did he give it to you or did you take it?" So the little boy said, "No, I took it with him." The mother didn't correct the child. She just left it at that. Then a few months later, he brought a pencil. And then down the line, as he went to the next class, he brought up a pencil box. This habit of his was not corrected by his parents when he was a child, saying that it is wrong. It is not the right thing to do. Later on, a little boy grows into a young teenager and then into a young adult. But the sad part is he turns into a person who steals and robs. This is a small story which my mother used to tell me. Like, it is wrong to take other people's things which are not yours. That's a small moral of the story. But this nature of ours, as we grow from childhood, from a very young age, we have this nature of when we see something, we would like to have it. Saying no, anything parents says, we are rebellious. We are born, it is in us that we are sinful people in nature. Okay? And then as we grow and as we realize the difference between what is right, what is wrong, and we have choices in front of us, and we have to choose what is to do, what is right. We come to a point that we realize, okay, there is something that is called as, you know, we need to do this because this is the right thing to do. We begin to understand as we grow older. Slowly by life's experiences, our character is built in every experience, be it a small experience and or be it a life traumatic experience. We learn lessons from life, and those are very important lessons in life. So when I was just thinking about these young children, these teenagers who are doing, who are being exposed to wrong things, for them to say no, you need to have foundation of family who stands and says, no, this is wrong. And it has to be corrected at the very beginning itself. Because once you let it, it grows. And the Bible also says that our very nature, when we are born itself, we are sinful in nature. So that is why we need God, who is holy, who is truthful. And He is the one who shows us what is right, what is wrong, and and how we need to live our lives in the right way and which is the best way. There's a verse in the Bible which says that for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. This is found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 8. And these are different characteristics. Self-control. Self-control is very important. As much as we focus on love and helping others, self-control is also a very important characteristic which we need to cultivate, whether you're a young person or an older person. And also there's another characteristic of steadfastness. Now, if we have to do something right, we do it again and again and again. So being steadfastness and godliness with brotherly affection. So these are the qualities that we need to cultivate in our life. It doesn't happen easily. There's an effort to see that these characteristics are grown in us. And we need to cultivate this and tell our younger generation that, you know, this is the way, this is the right way. We live by example and we also tell the others this is the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've rightly mentioned, Hannah, in the middle of the topic, you also told life experiences, some of the experiences, you know, they build the character.
Yes.
And to say no needs a lot of courage.
Yes.
Just imagine the who have no idea of what they're doing, who have no idea to control their emotions and what has to be done during such type of terrible thing that is happening in their life, how much courage they need and where do they learn from.
Yes.
And yes, in the initial stages itself, if one is noticing that a child or a teenager, his moments are not right or unusual, so just dig deep, try to get into their shoes and try to understand what they are doing rather than being judgmental. You can cut off the root there itself. Otherwise, it can grow stronger like it happened in the issue that we are reading today. Right? So, yes, you rightly mentioned all these points, Hannah. They really have to be worked on in each and every house, each and every family. And there's one more thing, like character and perseverance, self-control. All this will build the character and it leads to a good hope which will never put them to shame.
Correct.
It will never put us to shame. So I think one needs to have the self-control and courage to say no.
Yes.
Patience, trying to have that spirit of acceptance and learning from good examples and try to be an example to other people who are in the same journey, who were in the same journey. Once you were before. And this is not a one time at a time go that it will happen in within fraction of seconds, but this is a lifetime process, a procedure that takes place one after the other, one step, second step, third step, to reach that goal, to reach that place where you build your character, where you build that holiness and purity. You need to have patience. They say, you know, temptations literally lean on the door. So the moment it knocks, even before we letting it inside or thinking twice, it just falls in. So just imagine if people who have no awareness of these kind of things or no awareness of you know, about self-control, building up character, holiness, purity, when nobody is talking to them about these kind of things, definitely that falls on them. Temptation falls on them. They'll not be able to overcome it. It's a huge procedure that takes place again.
But how does it all start? It had to start somewhere, right? And I'm sure most of the time it starts small. It doesn't, when you say that a person is addicted or addictive in nature, it's like it happens over a period of time. So when it is in the initial stages itself, we really need to put a break there itself. It's much easier than when you go ahead to the addictive stage and then try to sort things out there, it takes much more longer to come back. And so it is so important, the family setup and the family unit where character is built, where the right nurture is given. Children growing in such environment will definitely grow to be young men and women who are with character and do the right things. In my own life, I'm a grown young woman. But even now, my mother is very watchful of what my actions are. I still do get corrected if my actions are wrong. And I'm happy about that, because you see that there is accountability and there is somebody who's saying, no, what you did is wrong. I feel that parents play a very, very important role in bringing up the children in the right way and the right nurture. And when we get corrected, we shouldn't get offended. Rather, it is for our good that take it as something that you can build yourself on. And the notion of I know it all, teenagers come to a point and say, I know it all, I know better than you. This is a technological world. What do my parents know? They don't understand what we are going through. I don't think that is the right attitude, because parents have lived their life. They have had their experiences and they speak out of experience.
Absolutely. I think it is very, very important than any other thing. I don't think so, Hannah, because the things which we are seeing in and around that are happening these days, I think life lessons are very much important than any other teachings. Life lessons are really, really important. And yes, as you mentioned, the children saying that I know it all, this is technology, this is our generation, this is right, everyone is doing this. Didn't you see this? Didn't you see that? So this is not a right attitude. So I think that's where parents have to act wisely and turn that statement into something else.
Correct.
And when you said the accountability, when you are corrected, even though we are young adults, we're still corrected by our parents, those corrections, because those are the things which will help us build our character.
Correct.
Those are the things which will help us to control ourselves. Sometimes we might miss out. We might just go out of control. But God allows these blessings into our lives to help us stop there and take a turn. That's why parents play a great role. And when we are saying parents, family, it's not that we are blaming in case if you're not doing it. It's just we are telling that you have to have that keen observation and there is limit for all the and boundaries for the freedom. We have to focus on God more. I encourage all of you to write to us in case if you're having any unhealthy emotion that you're battling with. We will try as much as possible to be a great help to you. And we are glad to listen to you and glad to hear from you. Please write to us to info@fibaonline.org, or also you can WhatsApp us to 9163-642-52164. If you write to us your points and your thoughts or your feedbacks on the programs that we are doing, we'll be glad. And we'll make sure to get back to you on the same whatever you like. So thank you so much.